Well, welcome to Aston Villa, first of all. You're the only player that's being loaned out from Old Trafford this year. For you, why Aston Villa?
Look at the size of the club, the manager, the players, the fans. You know, you can't turn something down like this. It's a massive opportunity, and I'm really excited to be here.
And you've obviously been out on loan at various clubs before. So what is it when you go out on loan? What is it you look to get from that particular spell at another club?
Your main one's your game time, but you know you're coming across different staff, players. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes you out of your comfort zone of being around Carrington. You know, I'm excited to be here. I already knew a few players anyway. The lads have really helped me settle in, along with the staff and the manager. But yeah, I'm here to hopefully play games and help the team push up the table and get back to the Premier League.
Mm. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you're obviously at Man United, where expectation is there as well, and the expectation here. So how difficult is it to deal with that when you're not a permanent member of staff when you go out on loan?
Say that again.
But basically, what I'm saying is, when you're on loan, is expectation harder to deal with because you know you're not a permanent fixture, if you like?
it's difficult to say, you know. Some people's expectations may be high because you come from Man United, but also the expectations of this club are high because it's a Premier League club. You know, that's just something we have to deal with as players. I think whether you're a loan or a signed player for this club. So that's something I'll have to deal with. My full focus is on Aston Villa from now until the end of the season. You know, so I will obviously try my best and do my best for this club. And like I said, hopefully me and the other players, we can get the club back up.
Mm-hmm. And potentially, if selected, tasty little day before you down in White Hart Lane.
Yeah. If I'm selected, it'll be a good one to start off.
If you say if selected, but if you are, of course, are you, I don't know what the word is for goalkeepers, like match fit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. You know, you come into the game and hopefully my past experiences of playing in the league will help me through the first few games, because as everyone knows, I've not played too much recently. But like I said, the lads have helped me settle in, which helps massively.
You know a lot about this division anyway.
Yeah, I played for Doncaster and Preston in the Championship. You know, there's some massive teams in the division now. But I'm excited.
A lot more balls into the box than perhaps in the Premier League.
Probably, yeah.
What about you as a goalkeeper? What sort of goalkeeper have Aston Villa got? What are your strengths?
I think I command the box well. Mm-hmm. You know, shot stopping, I'll help the people around me and they'll also help me. You know, that's what they're there for. You know, so hopefully I can help the team.
Distribution is a big part of a goalkeeper's job these days.
Yeah, of course. I can kick the ball.
I should hope so. And finally, for me anyway, what did Jose Mourinho spoke to you about this?
Yeah. I spoke to the manager about this a couple of times. He was happy to let me come here. He's excited for me. I'm excited. You know, I'm sure he'll keep one eye on our results as well.
That's what I was going to say. Did he reassure you that your future's there?
What's reassurance? You know, you've got David De Gea playing there, one of the best goalkeepers in the world. You know, like I said before, I'm just here to concentrate on me and Aston Villa at this moment in time, and whatever the future holds, you know, it is what it is.